to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am your host, Dr. P, joining you, joining us, joining everybody. We're all joining together. And I'm joined by my main Mr. Benny Mathers here. Hola, Mr. Benny.
What's up there, Dr. Pat? How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
I love that we played that encore presentation, because that presentation that listeners just heard on many of the stations, really cool. It didn't play on our flagship station, so I wanted to have everyone get a perspective from Dee Wallace and what she represented and what her thoughts were. So that was very cool. Mr. Benny, you doing pretty good today?
I am. Thanks so much.
I think Dr. Friedemann Schaub is our guest, and I think he crafted the show today very specifically for me.
Nice.
I think he was thinking about me at some point. I bet he was thinking about all of you as well on the show today. Get the name of the title for today's show, Benny. Are you ready?
Yep.
Change. Uh-oh. I said the change word.
Gotta love that one.
Change is inevitable. The fear of it is optional, with Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today of Cellular Wisdom. Change is inevitable. Yeah. But do we have to be scared to death of what change is about? How do we embrace change when some of the change hurts us in our hearts sometimes? All right, so this is going to turn into a therapy session with Dr. Friedemann Schaub and me today. Well, let me just tell you, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. That is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has been doing this for close to 20 years. He has been helping people break through, step out, and live life full out. Whether you have challenges that include anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, or sadness over change, he's here to help you. He's joining us here. He's a regular on the show. We've got some amazing free things to tell you about, because this is what our sponsors have done. They have basically stepped up and said, we need to help people. And so Dr. Schaub, you're going to hear about it today, free teleseminar, Fear is Untapped Power. And we're going to give you dates for that. And then there is the Healing Power of Fear and Anxiety. And he's going to tell you about what these two teleseminars are about and the bottom line, why he decided to do them. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Dr. Friedemann, wow, Happy New Year. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's nice to be here again. And it's funny that you that you said I must have somehow heard you, because it seems like I'm in your head quite often. I remember the story you told me about you being in a plane and you heard my voice. So somehow we must be hooked up in the ethers.
I think we must be. Whether it's a, you know, and if we had Margaret McElroy on here, she'd probably talk to us about past lives or something like that. Yeah, I wonder what Danielle, you know, thinks about that. But I think people do get connected at some level. You know, it's interesting. We're starting the year, and you're really coming out and talking about change. Change is inevitable, but you know, the fear is optional. I hope today you can help us separate the two.
Well, you know, it is my New Year's intention, which is not a resolution. It's really a little bit different, because it is a goal, a theme for my year, for this coming year, to help people to get off the fence a little bit faster than even in the past was possible. You know, I went to Germany and over the holidays, and I saw my parents, and my dad is now 84, and I was the last time in May there, 2009. It was amazing how much he had changed, how much he had just declined in these few months. And it really hit me that there is no time to lose for us. time is flying by and our life is flying with it. And if we are not deciding to live our best lives, and if we are not deciding to change, we are wasting this precious time we have. And so my intention is really to help people to get off the fence and move forward towards what they really want and no longer get stuck in the fear of change and living the bigger life that deep inside the desire to have.
Well, what have you found, and I want to ask you about this, what have you found most of the people that work with you, what have you found they say about change and the relationship it has to fear? You know, what is it, this dance we do with change and fear? Is it, well, let me just ask you almost like another question. Is it because we remember the change that is most painful to us and not some of the changes that are part of, you know, the joyful emotional stuff that happens? And some people say all change is good, but the goodness of some change takes a while to realize. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, and I want to distinguish between two kinds of changes. There
okay.
is the one change that happens to us, and then there is the other change that we take in our own hands. And most people only remember the change that happened to us, you know, whether it's the loss of somebody or whether the unexpected happened, and we have to deal with that. So that's where a lot of people are afraid of, this being ripped out of a certain situation and having to deal with the consequences. And the fear around that is that we just feel out of control. We just feel powerless. What I want to talk about is how can we actually be the agents of change in our own life? Because a lot of the changes that happen, whether it's, you know, at work, whether it's in relationship, whether it's with our health, there have been probably times where we could have taken these changes into our own hands and create better, more self-empowered outcomes. And we just have to be aware of it. We have to be aware of that most of the changes don't have to happen to us. Most of the changes, we can actually do something about it. And I think that's really an important factor because, you know, we can just let life happen to us and we can wait until that relationship that we feel is not working any longer just falls apart, until that person does the same, you know, the first step to end it, and we feel like, this happened to us. Or we can wait until, you know, our non-changing diet is changing our bodies and we are feeling the pain and we are feeling the problems of arthritis as a consequence of that. Or we can do something actively about it and really make a change.
You know, one of the things that I love about what we get to talk about with you is really peeling the onion back, so to speak.
Right.
And what I mean by peeling the onion back is it's starting with the word change, like we're doing during this show.
Right.
You know, Dr. Schaub. And when we talk about the word change, today, many people that hear the word change, especially in the workplace, it means loss. So how is it, and what can we do to shift our thinking and our energy around the word change? I mean, you know, aren't we really identifying criteria for why people don't want to change? Or am I, or are there reasons that I don't know about?
Right. No, I think the loss and the fear of losing something is always behind the fear of change. And so there is the fear of losing the comfort zone, you know, just when we feel accepted, or just when we feel secure, or just when we feel that we accept ourselves, then we are asked to change and we are afraid of, you know, the unknown, which basically means we are afraid of losing what we have and, you know, exchanging it for something that's not that great. Then there is a fear of that we cannot do it, the doubt in our abilities, the doubt, do we really have what it takes? Do we really know that we will not fail? And then there is also the fear of others may not be, you know, so pleased with our changes. Maybe we are not so liked anymore. Maybe they're going to turn the backs on us. Maybe we are just disappointing the people that are counting on us. And finally, there is also that fear of that, you know, we are always putting in front of us that says, you know, we have to basically take care of others first. So, you know, I have a lot of people that say, you know, I want to change and I want to really, let's say, take better care of myself, but I have to, you know, wait until the kids are out of the house, or I have to, you know, first make sure that we can pay the mortgage, or I have to really still stay in this job I hate and that really, you know, kills me because I have these benefits that I need. So there's also the fear of letting go of something that seems outside of us more important than ourselves. And so we have to address all those fears, and I would like to, you know, talk about most of them during the show.
Well, yeah, and I want to talk about them as well. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Chaub, we're taking on a big conversation, a big conversation. Change is inevitable, but fear is optional. You know what I'm saying? You can cut the fat out of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive. By our theme this year is Thriving Again in 2010. I hope you all will join us when we come back from break. We're going to tell you about this upcoming teleseminar that's going to help every single one of us break through our fears. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
His words killing me softly. With his...
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com. Or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Listen, baby. Don't even waste your tears on an insensitive. There's better things for you. I mean, what you really need is someone who cares. Someone's gonna
be... Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com or simply drpatlive.com. And lots of information in our newsletter. And wow, we're just doing a whole bunch of things. We're actually going to be having a brand new newsletter that'll be filled with articles and goodies and wow, just lots of really great things. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. You can find out more about him by going to cellularwisdom.com. And you could call him on his toll-free number for a free consultation, 866-903-6463. And we have now a special announcement. Dr. Friedemann, why don't you tell our listeners about what you've planned for them to, you know, get to this place where we're thriving, you know, thriving again in 2010.
Well, I'm offering a free teleseminar on January 19th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's about an hour and a half long seminar that you can simply call in and participate. The seminar is about fear is untapped power, and it really just introduces you to a better understanding of the fear that may have felt like an obstacle in the past. And there is so much we can do. And I have worked with so many people that felt that fear is bigger than them and then realized that the fear actually became a leverage, that became a inner resource that they used to their advantage and to their benefit. And instead of fighting the fear, they started to learn from it and embrace it and really grow through it. And if this is something that you feel you have been struggling with, if fear has been stopping you from changing, from moving forward, you may want to email us at info@cellularwisdom.com. It's I-N-F-O, info@cellularwisdom.com. And just write in the subject line, teleseminar. We'll send you the contact information on how to participate. You don't have to say anything. You can just listen. But it's certainly something that I think is giving you a lot of insights and a lot of information and tools on how to understand and work with the power of fear.
Well, you know, this is part of what you've gifted our listeners, and it is a wonderful, generous offer because I've heard, and I'm curious to hear what you've heard from folks. I've heard that there were so many people thrilled that 2009 was over. I mean, just a generic statement. Some people said, yeah, 2009 was okay. But most people, you know, look back at 2009 as exactly like you talked about. It was a year of loss, not just jobs, but just many things, including relationships that could not bear the weight. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what happens when we resist the result of change, and how do we deal with change that is truly loss? I mean, divorces, relationships ending, jobs ending, you know, how do we deal with that so that we truly can step into the thriving mode?
Well, the first question about what happens when we resist it, and I think a lot of people may actually just, you know, see what happens in their lives right now. And what it means resisting is that we are holding on to something that is just not working any longer, something that doesn't feel right, something that may just be inevitable, and we still try to hold it back or avoid it. And, you know, one prime example is this really amazingly obsession with resisting aging. And it's something that, you know, blows my mind because it gets worse and worse every year, where people just do more and more really obtruse and scary things to themselves to not have to change, to not have to alter. And that's a, you know, prime example of when you do, for example, plastic surgery on your face in order to look younger, what you really do is still change. You don't want to change, but when you see sometimes how the results look like, you realize, wow, there is change, and it's a change that came from resistance to change, and it's not necessarily the most graceful change, and it's not necessarily the most pretty change that happens. And other examples are where we're resisting of letting go relationships, like you mentioned, and there is, instead of holding on to a status quo, the inevitable change happening, which means that the relationships get worse, that there is now an infusion of bitterness or resentment, of, you know, a cold war in your own home. And that's really also something where we have just to face the fact we are changing. Change is happening right in front of your eyes, and we have to really decide, do we want to be the victim of that change and basically be at the end of where we feel, oh, this is a loss and we couldn't do anything, or do we want to wake up and say, you know, I could have done something much earlier than this. And what it means sometimes that we have to do what needs to be done in order to either, let's say, improve that job situation or change the relationship or end it before it gets into this really, you know, inconceivable bitterness and hatred that often I saw in relationships that did not really go to this natural ending place, but were basically dragged on forever. So we can avoid loss, and sometimes we can't. You're absolutely right. Sometimes it just hits us, and we just don't really know how to deal with that. And that's a subject for a whole another show. But I really think that 2009, for a lot of people that I worked with and that I heard of, was a year of loss. But at the end of the year, it was also a year where they gained a lot, and what most people gained was perspective. What they gained was a perspective on what's really important in life, and this perspective was through letting go of the things that was really, you know, kind of pretty much occupying all their energy and all their focus, being stripped away from that, and having to live a more simple life, but also a life that was really much more focused on what's important, what counts, the relationships, the family, the values that are important. A lot of people I know have found their faith again in the time of hardship. So in all those dark times, there is always an opportunity to find that light again, and I think a lot of people have done that.
One of the things that I love is what, you know, about what you just said, Friedman, is that, you know, people have gone through some incredible times and have found some amazing strength.
Yeah.
And I think we need to talk a minute about strength, because you and I were kind of joking before the opening of the show. If only the listeners could hear what we joke about during the breaks and, you know, our personal, like, stuff that's going on, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were kind of joking during the show, and I was telling you that, and I'll just say it, that, you know, in a lot of ways, these past 12, 18 months have been absolutely incredible with what we've been able to create on the radio and just personally how I'm looking at life. But from a personal point of view, whether that's health and relationships, I'm telling you that I felt like I was on one of those cowboy broncos without a saddle, and you get the picture, right? And so when I think about that, and I think about the strength, because what you said to me, I said something I don't even remember, but what you said is, you know, sometimes these changes make you stronger, and I wanted to ask you how.
Well, it's interesting, you know, I talked with a client yesterday, and she came to me when she was also, you know, sitting on her own bronco, and that was basically at the rock bottom of her life, where she didn't have a job, where she had lost custody over her daughter, where she had a drug and alcohol problem, where she had battled with depression, great anxiety. So everything looked really, really difficult and dark, and this was all mixed with the feeling of self-hatred and anger at life, at universe, at God. And what she found, the strength, is an unexpected strength. And the strength she found was forgiveness for herself and for all that has happened to her and that she had done to herself throughout the years. Another strength she found was patience. Rather than being really angry and impatient to get her child back, she has now patience and really decides to wait until all of the steps that need to be taken are taken for the daughter to have trust again in her, for the daughter to want to come back, rather than forcing it to happen. And the third strength she told me that she found was that humility, a humility that allowed her to appreciate what she has in the moment and not always to look at what she doesn't have or what was in the past or the things that she had done, really just being humble enough to look at those little things that she right now can trust in, have faith with, and take one humble step forward after another. And, you know, she came far within 6 months and actually had the first session together with her daughter, we'll have more sessions in the future with her daughter, and really is creating a bridge between them. And, you know, 2010 going to be completely different. But she found these kind of unexpected resources of strength, and I think these are resources that will get her far.
I love this, because sometimes, and I want to talk about this when we come back, sometimes fear and change sparks something in us. And I want to talk with you about something that came up in a conversation this weekend. I want to know, Dr. Friedemann Chaub, I want to know if anger plays a role to motivate. Is there any place for anger in the scheme of things? Now, I'm not talking road rage, but I'm just talking a little something that gets you a little bit crusty. Does that have a role to get us to move in the right direction? Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining us here today. We're talking about change is inevitable. Fear is optional. How is it that we can be motivated to take that next step? Can we have change without action? Wow, lot to talk about, but you know, I got the right guy here to do it, Dr. Friedemann Chaub. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady, presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
Yeah. my head right there. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. What does that song mean? I loved you. I loved you all along. Is it a breakup song? Is it a get-together song? Who knows? It's a good song, though. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Great to have Dr. Friedemann Chaub here. Yeah, change is inevitable, but fear is optional. But I've got to know from the good doctor, is anger optional? Does anger have, well, not just anger. How about some of the other emotions? So if fear is optional, tell me, Dr. Chaub. Tell me, oh, great wise one.
Well, you know, I mean.
Help me here.
I think, you know, when I say fear is optional, that doesn't mean that we should ignore the fear or that we should, you know, just avoid the fear. I think when we feel it, we have to really deal with it and work with it. What it means with optional is having all the change be continuously infused with fear and basically spoiling the fun of the change. That's optional. But that fear comes up, that's very normal, and I think it's something we have to look at. You know, you ask about anger, and I know about myself, and you may be similar to that, that when I have a hesitancy, a fear, an anxiety of making a big step forward, and the sure way for me to make that step is to get a little bit angry and get a little bit this feeling of, you know, I have it with whatever I had in the past, whatever the pain was that the past or the discomfort or the boredom or whatever it was, what the past or the current situation it is bringing with it, I don't like it. And so the anger with it, the frustration, the irritation, that's all really good leverage that can push you forward into being motivated to change, into taking action to change. Now, there are different forms of anger. Now, if you have the anger that is really about, okay, this is what it is right now, and I know that there is something on the other side that is much better or that can be better than what I have right now, then the anger is an energy that pushes you forward, and you are motivated and moving in this direction. However, is the anger only focused on what you don't want, only focused on the people that don't treat you well, only focused on not having enough money, then the anger is more like a glue that actually keeps you stuck in the current situation because you waste all your focus and energy on resenting what is and not looking for what can be. So you have to really balance that anger and always pair the anger with something that gives you hope, that gives you something to look forward to, with something that you are want to replace the current situation with. And so in order to prepare yourself for change, it's a good idea to ask yourself, why? Why is what's currently there not working for you? And it's perfectly fine to get a little bit irritated and frustrated with it. And why do you want to move forward? What is it what you look forward to? And there, the emotion you want to have is excitement, it's anticipation, it's the looking for more pleasure, more peace, more fulfillment. All those kind of energies need to pull you into that change. And if you have both there, it's a nice balanced match. If one outweighs the other, you may run out of steam.
And we don't want to run out of steam because our theme this year is thriving again in 2010.
That's right.
We actually want to be building up some steam and momentum here, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So I want to ask you about building momentum for change. Once we realize that fear is governing our life and we figure out through your work how to move beyond that, then how do we put the pieces of achievement together? You know, how do we put the pieces of, you know, change, meaning action, rather than some theoretical thing that I had to study to depth, you know, in my educational programs, you know, change is a real thing. And
yeah,
there are behaviors and actions that result of it. Can you talk a minute about how to direct and focus energy to behavior that we truly want to show up in our lives?
You know, and that's where I think it's so important that you understand what kind of a change person you are. So what kind of change are, you know, you are looking for, because there is no cookie cutter answer to the first question you have to answer, ask yourself is, so how can I make change fitting for me, personalized change? And so what kind of change person are you? So they're the people that are the sameness people. And the sameness people are the people that feel predominantly comfortable in not making changes. So they are having the job since 20 years. They go to the same holiday spot since they were a child. They are in the same relationship. They have every Friday, you know, steak and potato, whatever those things are. So they are people that feel this is who I am, and they have absolutely the right to be that way because that's their speed. That's how they tick, and they still need to change. But they may change much more gradually than the people that really are easily getting bored, that always want some new stimulation, that always need a new challenge to feel alive. And then there are those that are in the middle. So what you want to find out is just looking at your life. What's your track record? Are you a person who likes to be the same and likes to keep things the same? Or are you a person who likes to always mix it up, always take a risk, always move forward? And according to that, you have to pick the speed of your change. Are you going in first gear or are you going in fourth gear? You never can go backwards, so that's not an option. It's just for you to decide what works for me best. Because one of the fears that people have comes from picking a speed that is not really right for them, where they think, oh, yo, this person is so fast and they do it so well and they are just moving forward. I should be like them. Well, that may be not your personality. You have to find a much more fitting way for you to change. Now, another way you have, or another aspect of change you have to investigate is if you are better at changing on your own or if you are needing help. And that's where experts come in. I like to change on my own, but I really love also to have expert input and let the experts do what I don't do. Some people really need to have the control. They need to have this sense of, you know, I have the overview and I have all my, you know, basically all my fingers in everything, and that's how they tick. And some people really prefer to just, you know, delegate and let other people do what they cannot do. Find out what is the best thing for you to do. Do you need somebody who is a cheerleader, somebody who is encouraging you, or do you have that resource inside of you? Now, a big thing that you mentioned before is the loss. Ask yourself before you change, do you need closure? Do you need resolution? Do you need some time to grieve so that you can let go of the past, or can you just move on and on the way or when you're on the other side, start thinking about the past? What is it what's easier for you to do? Do you need to make the change first, or do you do it the other way around?
Let me just ask you before we move forward on that, because I want to ask you about closure, something you brought up. You know, we've heard a lot about closure. There are books about it. You know, some of the films that talk about closure are so important. I'm not sure that we've ever talked about what closure looks like. You know, a lot of times, you know, we talk about closure where two entities get together and there's some ritual or statement about closure. But we don't talk about when that can't happen and what the individual should do. So I really think we should spend a few minutes on closure because it's such a big part of change.
It is, you know, and I felt it firsthand when I left my position as a physician in Germany. And I did not know anything about closure. I basically left and decided, you know, that's not for me any longer. I won't come back. And for years, I actually dreamt of that place. And for years, I all of a sudden, you know, was back on the ward, back on, you know, seeing my boss and all these kind of things. It was really strange, and something hadn't let go of. And when I left my position at the University of Washington here, I actually knew a bit about closure, and I really consciously decided that all of me, this was like an internal process, that all of me that is still attached to this place, I'm going to bring it back with me, and all of me that is not me that I picked up from this place, I'm just going to let there. And it was just basically this internal decision And I made a list of the things that I learned from the place, that I gained from it, what I'm grateful for. And I also made a list of the things that I really want to release and let go of and to know, find peace with, find forgiveness with, and find literally resolution, detachment with. And once I did all of those things, which didn't really take that long, I never dreamt of this place. I never felt anything about it. I was done. So I didn't have to do anything physically. It was more a decision-making process. It's like you're drawing that line in the sand, and you basically let go of all attachments, anything that you feel is undone or that still feels, you know, charged emotionally to it. You work it out internally. If you cannot work it externally, you do it internally, and then you can step across that line.
Well, let's step across that line together with Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here today. CellularWisdom.com is the website. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to move beyond the fear into thriving again in 2010. We'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
There's never been a better time for you to create the life you want. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series. Step into your full greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Yes, David Bowie. I love David Bowie. Probably so many of you are too young to even know who David Bowie is. I don't know if Valerie's like shaking her head or whatever. But, you know, you talk about changes. That's a man that pretty much created the script on change and costume and different personas and reinventing oneself. And Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today because he helps people across the globe do just that. How do we go through this change that is inevitable? How do we do it? By shedding the fear. And so, Dr. Shao, thank you for joining us. Can we take a minute to remind everyone of the free teleseminar that you're planning?
Yeah, and this is on January 19th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's an hour and a half or an hour to an hour and a half teleseminar about fear's untapped power. All you need to do is just send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. You can also just go to the website and click on the order form. And again, it's a free teleseminar, and you will be sent the contact information, phone number, and the PIN code to get in there. I also want to mention that I'm working with people literally across the globe. One of the wonderful ways of working with people across the globe, especially I work with people in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, is through Skype, which allows you still to see each other if you need the visual connection, but you can span the globe these days so easily and really get that work done, anchored into your life. And so if you're interested also in finding out more about this, send us an email or call us at 866-903-6463.
Thank you. Thank you, Friedemann. Friedemann Schaub. Also go to the website cellularwisdom.com. You know, there are a couple of components of fear we didn't talk about. One of them, you know, refers to, you know, how do we learn the lessons we learn from the changes that go on in our lives? And I wanted to know from your perspective, is it always possible to do that?
You know, I think it is. And I think we are really basically change experts, each and every one of us. You know, there is this saying that within the first year of our life, we are spanning a million years of evolution. And so we are changing rapidly in the first few years of our lives, and, you know, the change slows down a bit, but we know fundamentally how to change. I mean, just look at your life and think about what happened when you left your, you know, when you left high school, or what happened when you went to college, or when you had your first job, or when you went into your first relationship, or when you got married, or when you had your first child. These are all enormous changes, life-changing events, and somehow you were able to deal with those events. From some, you have consciously learned, but from most, you haven't really looked back and asked yourself, okay, how did I do it? What motivated me to do it? What were the triggers that made me move forward? What did I do to cope with it, to excel in it, to make it really the best time? What did I learn from maybe the mistakes or the shortcomings? How can I do it better? You have all those resources inside. Just take the time and look at it and find out what is my change strategy, what has been working, what hasn't been working, and use it for the next change you want to make. And adjust it also. I mentioned to Dr. Pett in the break that my change jumps, meaning like from here to the next level, have changed over time. And I noticed that I'm more right now a stair changer. That means I make a jump, and then I have to solidify it, and then I make a jump, I solidify it, I make a jump. In, you know, my early 20s or 30s, I was an elevator changer, means I press a button and shoot up there, and, you know, I will find out what happens. So my personality changed, and I think I have to also, and that's what I recommend everybody, you have to also find right now what is your changing style and still be brave with it. Be courageous with it. Be committed to it, but really be flexible also in your approaches.
You know, one of the things that, one of the many things you talked about today is, you know, looking at sort of the relationships we have to change and the lessons we learn. I wanted to ask you your perspective on time. You know, time has come up about what it takes to get past a change, to move beyond a change. Time heals all. You know, there's nothing like time. And, you know, for some people, that could take decades. And
right.
I just want to get your perspective on it, because I don't think we want to stay in, you know, the quagmire of loss for decades, do we?
Right. Well, you know, I think time is so relative. And so whatever we are calling time is really just our personal experience and nothing but that. You know, when I work with clients, Sometimes I think it's just, you know, half an hour and we already are 2 hours in the session. When I'm sitting in the plane, I think, you know, it must have been 8 hours and it's just 2 hours and 50 minutes. So it's like very, very, you know, very personal upon the circumstances and the experience. But one thing I can know for sure, there is no time for to lose for us right now. So if you are even just thinking about, I want to let go of that grief, or if you just think about, I want to let go of this insecurity, or I want to let go of this relationship, or I just want to really move forward and live up to my potential, the time is now, because there is a reason why this thought is in your mind. There is something inside of you that is bigger and more wise than your intelligence and all your rational thinking and maybe excuses that had held you back. And you have to listen to that feeling, to that inner calling, and you have to do something about it. And it really brings me back to what I saw with my father. And I asked him, what is really important in life? And what's really important in life is to enjoy life and to live life fully. And he regrets the things where he put, you know, his obligations, his ideas of I have to, I cannot, I shouldn't. All those things are still regrets in his life. And the things where he dared and he was looking for his fulfillment and when he took a risk and moved forward, these are the things he still remembers and he still embraces. And I think that's really some lesson that I want to take from me personally and also share with the people whose life I can touch.
You know, this has been, for me, this has been just a perfect conversation for all of us to kick the new year off, but to kick any year off, to kick any day off, to kick any week off, really. And, you know, I wanted to ask you in closing, you know, what have you learned? If you had to pick three things, Dr. Schaub, if you had to pick three things for our listeners to do, like, now, what would that be? What would they be?
Well, the first thing for me would always be to see if what I have right now in my life, if this in any shape or form causes me some sense of unfulfillment, discomfort, just where I feel empty, where I feel like, you know, this is not in alignment who I want to be or with what I want in my life. The second step would be to really create an idea, a map of what would make already a big impact in my life. What could I do already to make things better? I personally made some little changes in my life last year, at the end of last year, that made a big difference. And just by little changes, we are creating a snowball effect of bigger changes. And the third one is really, and the second point just quickly, is basically that you're practicing changing. And practicing changing, I think, is a really important thing, you know, where we say, I'm going to get out of this treadmill for a day, and I will practice change to do something else. I'm going to drive to work differently. I will eat something differently. I will have a different routine on the weekends. Just practice changing and get comfortable with it. And the third one is to trust. You need to trust that you have a birthright, the birthright to be fulfilled, a birthright to live the life fully, and a birthright to listen to your heart, to listen to your soul, to listen to this inner calling that is guiding you to your destiny, guiding you forward to reach whatever you are up here in this lifetime to reach and to experience. Listen to that more closely and pay attention, and you will see everything will just work out perfectly the way it needs to.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone, what a great conversation. Remember, change is inevitable. Fear is optional. Thank you, Dr. Schaub, for joining us here today. What a great message.
Thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon again.
You bet, everyone. Remember what we said, thriving again in 2010, and we're going to bring it. We're going to bring on some folks that are going to help all of us raise the level of everything in our lives exponentially. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.